This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Friday, March 13th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The town of Paonia has been selected for a second WaterSmart small-scale water efficiency grant to improve water infrastructure and efficiency. The grant, from the U.S. Department of the Interior's Bureau of Reclamation, will support critical improvements to the town's municipal water system. The Bureau of Reclamation has identified the town's application, titled Municipal Meters for Water Efficiency, as one of the highest-rated proposals in the national competition, and is moving toward execution of a financial assistance agreement for $116,000 in federal funding. Local nonprofit Friends of Youth and Nature recently hosted a day of winter fun for underserved youth in the area. More than 80 youth participants and 27 volunteers across two locations on the Grand Mesa spent a day filled with fun, first-time experiences, and outdoor education. Participants had the opportunity to try ice fishing, cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing, many for the very first time. The event was part of the organization's Together for Resilient Youth program, which hosts six events throughout the year, all focused on providing underserved youth and families with meaningful outdoor recreation experiences. The North Fork Valley Creative Collective supports local artists and artisans who make a living through their craft. The Delta County Independent reports that thanks to a $75,000 grant from the state's Office of Just Transition, the coalition is now able to make its executive director position full-time as it seeks expansion opportunities. The collective is currently considering a big project, the creation of a co-working space and entrepreneurial support center planned for downtown Paonia. According to Executive Director Jess Durbin Ackerman, this grant helps us support our neighbors' many business endeavors through entrepreneurial learning opportunities, free community events throughout the year that provide vending and performance opportunities, and outlets to take goods made in North Fork Valley to other markets. The Montrose County School District Board of Education voted Wednesday to hire Miller Farmer Carlson Law as the district's law firm. The decision comes amid pushback from community members, who have expressed concerns over the firm's alleged political agenda. The founder of the firm has also been accused of hiring a Pueblo school board member to his education cooperative in exchange for a fast-tracked approval of a religious charter school. During Wednesday's discussion, the board called one of the firm's lawyers, who denied having a policy objective or any knowledge of the alleged quid pro quo. Miller Farmer Carlson Law largely focuses on education and was founded by attorney Brad Miller. Miller has worked with the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF, an organization designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group due to their involvement in anti-LGBTQ litigation. The ADF previously argued for a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma to be publicly funded in front of the Supreme Court. In an email obtained by Chalkbeat, Colorado, Miller stated that the ADF asked him if he could find a parallel case to be initiated in Colorado. That request appears to have led to the founding of Riverstone Academy, a Christian school opened by an education cooperative also overseen by Miller. This history has drawn concerns from Montrose residents, who fear that Miller may have an agenda to weaken the separation of church and state in education, and could place that over the needs of students. Nick Kreider, a Montrose resident and criminal defense attorney, mentioned this issue during public comments.
I want to develop some comments that I wasn't able to get to during my last comment here. A general counsel of this nature is someone who you want to keep you out of the courtroom and out of expensive litigation. The board asked some questions about whether the board directs the attorney or vice versa, and asked the prospective law firms about the nature of the attorney-client relationship, i.e., who does the firm represent? In a June 24th email regarding Riverdale Academy in Pueblo, an explicitly publicly funded religious charter school, Mr. Brad Miller wrote, ADF asked me if I could find a way for a parallel case to be initiated out of Colorado after SCOTUS deadlocked on a case about a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. This is not the response of an attorney who represents the district as a client. This is the response of an attorney who represents the national conservative political movement. An attorney whose allegiances lie with that movement cannot be trusted to fairly represent and adequately represent the interests of this district.
Board member Scott Scarborough, though, seemed to brush off that concern at Wednesday's meeting.
This is not, it shouldn't be this big a deal. Look at what, who's out there, who does this type of business, what their price is, good, let's try them out and see. And move on and try to get focus focus, focus, please focus on the education of the kids and not who attorney we should have, who's attorney we should have.
During the meeting, the board called Bryce Carlson, one of the firm's attorneys, to ask about some of the allegations against his firm. Here he is, over speakerphone, addressing the board.
You know, I don't have a policy objective for your board. Certainly, I don't come in to representing Montrose, should we be fortunate enough to have you select to work with us. I don't have a policy objective for you all. I certainly don't have an interest in involving you in the school that you referenced. I'd be here to serve your board, your interests, your district, and whatever that looks like, I'd be happy to assist. So I can't answer specific questions about that particular representation, but I can tell you just from my perspective, it's not something that that me or our firm is looking to bring to your school district.
In the lead up to this decision, parents also expressed concern about the influence Miller has had over the Woodland Park School District, which he also represents. In 2023, Woodland Park became the first school district in the country to adopt the American Birthright Social Studies standards. The state board had previously rejected the standards, which were created and championed by conservative ideological groups. The Colorado Times Recorder obtained recordings in which Miller confirmed that a network of conservative think tanks played a prominent role in Woodland Park adopting the curriculum. Miller Farmer Carlson Law is also facing a criminal complaint. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the complaint, which was filed on February 22nd, accuses Pueblo County School District 70 Board of Education Director Ann Ox of fast-tracking Riverstone's approval in exchange for a high-salary job with Miller's education company. Again, Bryce Carlson of Miller Farmer Carlson over the phone at Wednesday night's school board meeting.
From my perspective, I'm not aware that our office has been contacted by anyone. Particularly, I'm not aware that we've been contacted by the Attorney General's office. I don't believe we have. And as I said a moment ago, I think any accusation that there's been some sort of quid pro quo involving our law firm would be groundless.
Board member Tiffany Vincent stated that staff members felt too intimidated to speak out in support of Miller's firm.
I'm really actually quite glad I asked for the extension of time on the last meeting, because in that month, I've had district employees contact me and strangely enough by alternative means, because they're too afraid to contact me through my district email. So people are finding ways to find me in person, handwritten letters, phone calls, things along these lines, because there's a lot of staff who are afraid of, as a lot of them are putting it, intimidation at work. They're afraid that if they're not toeing the line with their leadership at their schools, the principals, district leadership, that they are going to be retaliated against. And I've just realized there's an underbelly of this culture, and people are worried about getting blackballed for being unionized. They don't come and speak at these meetings. They're too afraid to say their thoughts publicly in front of their peers. They don't want to be retaliated against. So one thing that I've gathered was that they're not feeling that there's objectivity or neutrality with current legal counsel.
Miller Farmer Carlson's experience representing charter schools was also lauded by board members during the meeting. Notably, a charter school was voted down by last year's school board. But after conservative candidates won all four open seats in last year's election, the proposal was brought forth again and approved by the current board. Miller does not appear to have any overt ties with the school, Montrose Classical Academy, and it is not a religious school. Stay tuned for future reporting from KVNF on this story. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. KVNF's Spring Drive runs through next Tuesday. Please show your support for local independent journalism from your community radio station by donating at kvnf.org. I'm Audrey McCabe.